Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 509, Taf Kuf Tes, the mitzvah of the Mishmaros of the Kohanim, the groupings that were done to fulfill this mitzvah d'araisa, that they all don't serve at once, they're split up into groups. Says the Torah, In Shoftim Perak Yudches Pasuk Vav, V'chi Yavo HaLevi, Me'achad She'arecha Mikol Yisrael Asher Ugarsham, when the Levi will come from one of your gates, that he lives there. What Levi are we talking about? We're talking about a Levi? Says Rashi, Yochol Beben Levi Vadi Akasa Medaber. We're talking about a Levi? Anybody in the Shevet? What do you mean? It says right in the next Pasuk, V'she'reis. Tamalomar v'she'reis, yatsu levim she'in ru'in l'she'reis, excluding levim that are not royal l'she'reis. What does that mean? Kohanim. Kohanim are the ones that are being talked to about here, because it's talking about serving in the Beis HaMikdash. So if a Kohen comes from one of your gates, that he lives there, right? There are 24 places, Chazal say, that Kohanim are called levim in Tanakh. U'b'chol b'chol avasnav show, elamakam asher yivchar Hashem, and he comes with whatever his heart desires to the place that Hashem will choose, v'she'reis b'shem Hashem alakav, he shall serve in the name of Hashem his God. He shall serve and do the avoda, kechol echav halaviyim ha'omdim sham lefnei Hashem, with all of his brethren, with all of his brothers, he serves. But the pasuk continues, chelek kechelek yochelu, they will each get a portion, levad mimkarav al ha'avos. A hard word to translate. What does that mean? Levad, besides mimkarav, what was sold al ha'avos during the times of the avos. What does that mean? So we can't learn Torah Shebachzav here without having Torah Shebal Peh. Says Rashi, chelek kechelek yochelu. Even before that, v'sheiris, they will serve. Rashi quotes two pshatim, limeid ala kohen, sheba'u makriv karbanas did vaso, chavaso, afilu b'mishvar, sheinu shalo. Number one, this pasuk is teaching me that a Kohen can bring his karbanos whenever he wants. It says, whenever he wants, b'chol avasnaf show, v'sheiris, he comes and serves. If a Kohen has a personal karban chatos to bring, he could come whenever he wants and bring it. Davar acher, od lamad, or the second pshat, is that this is talking about our Kohanim haboim l'regel, the Kohanim that come for yantif. All the Kohanim come for yantif. Shemakrivin v'omtin v'karbanos avos machbos haregel. Everything that has to do with the regel, all the Kohanim are connected to those, like the Musaf of the Regel. Even though it's not a specific time period, their specific time period to be there, still, they're allowed to come. So the main din is only alluded to in the last phrase. Chelek echelok yochelu, they will split up equally with all the karbanos of the Chag. Levad mimkarav al avos. Besides what was already sold in the times of the avos. What does that mean? So Rashi now says, they will split up, Kohanim that come on Yantif could split up, relating to all the items that come based on the Yantif, the karbanos of the Chag, but items that are supposed to be just that day, the Tmidin, the Musafin, the Nadarim, the Nadavis, all of those are not split up. Equally, those goes to the Mishmar, the group of the Kohanim that are supposed to be there that week. When did this start? The Gemara Tanya Nistaf Chav Zayin tells us, Rashi quotes it, in the times of David it started, in the times of Shlomo, when they were Koveya, all of the Mishmaros, splitting up that a different group of Kohanim comes every week. And this is known as the Mishmaros HaKohanim, which the Gemara refers to in a number of places. 24 groups of Kohanim were split up, going back to Moshe and Dovin and Shlomo, 24 groups. They worked about 2 weeks out of the year, and on the Chagim, all the Kohanim were invited to do the work in the Beis HaMikdash. That is the mitzvah. The Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch count this as a separate mitzvah, Zaseh D'Oraisa, the splitting up of the groups. So there's really two elements the post can point out. There's the splitting up, and then there's the avoda based on that splitting in each Kohen's respective group. So the splitting up, that's not done anymore. That was done by Moshe and David v'chulu. But the acting based on that split, that's the mitzvah that the Kohanim have for eternally to come in the proper week. The Zayin LaTorah of Sarutzkin points out, how did Chazal know that this is referring to a future time? Chazal know. Maybe Levadim Karvalavos, maybe it happened then. Right? But we know that the Gemara in Tainus Chav Zayin says it happened later. Be made Davru Shlomo. So says the Rav Sarutzkin, because at that time there was nothing to split up. How many Kohanim were there? There were so few Kohanim. They were all by the Olam Moed. There was nothing to split up. It can't be referring to then. Iker Kavanis Moshe, B'tikun HaMishmaros Haisa La'asid. For the future, K'she Yispazru B'nei Yisrael, V'Kohanim V'Arehem B'chol Ha'aretz, when they're all Jews are spread out, and all the Kohanim are spread out, and the Kohanim multiply also And there are many of them. V'yaz, i'efshar shiyu kol ha-kohanim be-beis ha-migdash kol ha-shana. It's impossible. V'gam la'achar sheyisrabu ha-kohanim lo yeh makom bar kulam. It's impossible. The Torah meant for that generation. L'fichach hora lahem Moshe, she'az yechalko es ha-kohanim l'mishmaros, v'yimachru chalkam zeh lazeh, tol ha-ta b'shabbatcha, v'ani ha-tol b'shabbati. So that's why the Chazal knew that it couldn't have been referred to the earlier, that generation, so it must be referring to all generations. So this is the mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Now, Sheyu HaKohanim VaHaLeviim Ovdim BaMikdash LeMishmaros. The Kohanim and the Leviim should work in separate groups. Klomar Lakitos Yeduos VeLo Tia Yarakol Misasekes Yachad Bavoda. There's not just a whole mix-up. There's not everybody coming whenever they want to the Beis HaMikdash. No, there's an orderly schedule that every Kohen has. Interesting that the Sefer HaChinuch here mentions the Leviim too. The Pashtas, Rashi says Allah Torah, is that we're talking about the Kohanim, the Sheres. And if you look in the Rambam in this mitzvah Lamed Vav, he says only Kohanim. That's all he refers to. Shetzivanu, Sheyuak. Yes, the Levim were also split up into groups, as with Yisraelim, as we'll get to. But the mitzvahs are said, alright, the Pashtas is on the Kohanim. The Rambam says, Shetzivanu, Sheyuak Kohanim, Ovdim, Lemishmaros, Ta'avon, Mishmarab, Chol Shavua, Velotia, Yadakol, Misasekas, Yachad. Shouldn't it be all mixed up? Right, that's the Rambam only mentions Kohanim, but the Chinuch mentions the Leviim too, and the Minchas Chinuch here in Oz Beis just leaves the Chinuch with Tzarachian. He says, how could you say it's on the Leviim too? But it's not. There's none of the sources say it's on the Leviim. He leaves it Bitzarech Ian. But either way, we'll get back to that. So that's the first part of the mitzvah. That they're split up into groups, 24 groups. Chutz min hayamim tovim bilvad. Except, continues the chinuch for Yantif, shiu hayu hakol ovdim yachad. They're all worked together on Yantif. Kol aboyim aleis yadol simchas haregel. That's also part of the mitzvah. That on the chagim, everybody works. The Rambam counts this as one big mitzvah, as does the chinuch. One mitzvah for the Kohanim to work on their own respective times during the year, and that everybody comes on Yontif. If you look in the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, he only mentions that Kohanim work all together on Yontif. Umitzvahs asay in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Dalad. Umitzvahs asay lios kol ha-mishmaros shavim biragalim. There's a mitzvah asay that all Kohanim come work on Yontif. V'chol sheyavo min ha-Kohanim beregel v'ratza lavod oved. We don't say, oh, come back. Come back, don't come now. We don't say that. You can work on Yontif. That's what the Rambam says is the mitzvahs asay. If you look earlier, the Rambam does quote Mishmaros, but it doesn't count that as the mitzvahs asay. If you look in the Koteret of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, where he talks about how do you define this mitzvah in a line, Sheyiyu kol ha-mishmaros shavos biragalim. That's the mitzvah. That's what the Achronim point out. The Lecha Mishnah and others. What's the Rambam talking about? In Mishnah Torah, he only mentions the Kohanim working all together. You'd think that's a secondary step. The main step is that they work separate groupings and separate schedule the whole year. And on Yontif, they're allowed to walk up together. The Rambam, twice, in the Koteret and in the Halachos, for some reason, he says that it is the mitzvah that's mentioned is that the Kohanim should work together on Yontif. Even though we know, the Rambam does quote the Mishmaros. The Rambam says, in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, Moshe Rabbeinu Chilek HaKohanim L'Shmoneh Mishmaros. Moshe made 8 groups. Arba Mi'elazar V'Arba Mi'Yisamar. V'chein Hayu Ad Shmuel HaNavi. Until Shmuel. Ubi made Shmuel Chilkom Hu V'David HaMelech La'Arba'a V'Esher Mishmar. They made it into 24 groups, and every mishmar had a Rosh Memuna, and they went to Yerushalayim and did the Avodah. Everybody had a different week to do. That's the history. The Minchas Chinuch does point out it has an important ha'ara in Os Aleph that the Daraisa level, there's no number how many to have. The Daraisa level is based on how many are needed. And when there's less Kohanim, there's less. There was 8, and then there was 24. But there also could be a lot more, Bizman HaMashiach, says the Minchas Chinuch. V'zeh Pashut, it's obvious to me. De'ikr mitzvah shelo yu muravin. De'ikr mitzvah that they shouldn't be mixed up and acting bi'erbuvya. Avol minyan ha-mishmaros eino min ha-Torah. The number is not the right. So v'nechlegu lufi mi'ut v'ribu yakonim. U'bizman min ha-zmanim yucholim o la'asos yoser l'chalkam. Derech mashal l'chamishim. Maybe there'll be 50 when Mashiach comes. O l'mait k'fi ribu yakonim. Depending on how many there are. That's as many as is needed. But that's the Din D'oraisa. And back to the Sefer HaChinuch now. Ube Sefer Divrei Hayamim. Mevu'ar Echalku Osam. And Divrei Hayamim explains how they split them up. But again, all of this is one big fat mitzvah. What they work, that do during the week. And what they do during Yontif as well. The Rav Sadi Gon, the Achronim point out. Rav Yochanan Shapirola points out. Counts two mitzvos. Pashas two. One mitzvah the whole year. Their respective mishmaros. And the other mitzvah is that they work together on Yantif. The Rambam, though, puts them together. The Ramban is the other extreme. The Ramban says no mitzvos, zero. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah is this? That they all do the avodah when they're supposed to do it? That's not a separate mitzvah, saseh daraisa. It's part of avodah hamikdash. There's the carbon chatos and the carbon mincha and the carbon ashen and the shlamim, all the other mitzvos. You don't count a separate mitzvah for the kohanim to work when they're supposed to work. Says the Ramban. It's just what he calls a shalila. It's saying they shouldn't work when they're not supposed to work. That's not a separate lo saseh. That's the Ramban's hasagos right here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ulufi daiti. Ein mitzvah sakasuv azeh shiasu mishmaros. Vilo meniyah. Shlotiyah yadakom mitzasekas bavoda. And the Chinuch quotes this Ramban at the end. He says, no. Ki levanim karavela avos shalilos. Lo mitzvah. This is just a negative reality. It's not a command. Shehu yisbarach mitzavel liosam kulam ovdim ba'ochlem chelik echelik chutz menamim karim. Mikol mokom ein b'parsha tzava'a ala mishmaros aval ha-mitzvah hu sheya'avod ha-kohen v'chol avas nafsho b'regel v'lo yimna'u milavad b'mem karim sh'asu aleihem. It's just the mitzias of what applies in the setup, but it's not a separate mitzvah, not the setting up originally, which was a one-time or a two-time event, at least in history, until Mashiach, and not the acting in that way. So you have the Rav Sadi Gon counts two, the Ramban quotes zero, and the Rambam in the middle quotes one mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. And what are these? Let's continue. Kedei shetava kol mishmar mehem shtei shabbosos bashana. Each mishmar works about 2 weeks out of the year, and the rest of the time they are at home learning, teaching v'chulu. Ubensach ha-sukkah, and he quotes where these come up throughout Shas. Misharshi ha-mitzvah. The shorsh behind this mitzvah is, says the Chinuch, Hamishmaros Yiduos Ukvuos Lufi Shekala Malachos Hamutalas Al Mispar Anashim Yiduim Nasus Karoi. If a specific number of people have a job to do, it will get done. These specific people. If everybody has something to do, then there's not a shore that it might not get done. That's what the Gemara says, that if you have a pot of two people, it never gets hot. What does that mean? It means you have specific people to do a certain job. You are the ones that are responsible, it will get done. If it's just everybody, then nobody's going to do it. Ve'ein ha'atzla v'hayeyush v'hakaptanus mitsuya bahen. Laziness and yesh and kaptanus are not matsuya. There are specific people that are responsible. Avo mutelas ala rabim, mi beli shiyeh bahem anashim yiduim lasosa. If it's just on the rabim, then what? Okay, every kohen, make sure you could come in a certain week. So we'll still have to have a sign-up sheet to know who's going to come. It's much better, much more mesudar to have it split up from the beginning. And every Kohen will know exactly when he's supposed to come. So this is the message of orderliness, of being mesudar on a national level. Obviously, on a personal level, we have to be mesudar too. On a national level, there are a number of mitzvahs that have to do with order. Remember, we had back in Parsha Mishpatim, we have the order of the hafrashos. You have to be mafresh. First Bikurim, and then Shruma, Vichulu, and then Meiser Rishon, and then Shrumas Meiser Shein. You have to go in order. There's a number of mitzvahs that relate to Seder, and this is one of them. The chinuch in Shin Pei Tes, we had earlier, discusses a related mitzvah, as we discussed months ago, that there is an isser of a kohen to do the avoda of a levi. Shlo yisasku ha-levim ba-avodas ha-kohanim, v'lo ha-kohanim ba-esek ha-levim. Right? The kohen and a levi have to know their own avodos. So here, this is that the kohenim themselves have to know which week they have to work in. But we even have expanded on that. A levi can't do the kohen's work, and the kohen can't do the levi's work. Kol echad yasem alachnom yuchedes lo. Everybody has to do the avodah that they have to do. And even within the levium, a mishoar and a mishorer, a singer and a gatelocker, is not allowed to change. There is a difference in halacha, though. The Sefer HaChinuch says there that a levi that does the malacha of a kohen is chayim isa b'dei shamayim. A kohen who does the avodah of a levi is chayim malchus. It's chayim malchus. What's the difference? Why should that be? If you look in the Rambam and the Raavad and Klei HaMikdash here in Gimel Yud Aleph, the Ravid obviously argues. Levim sha'avdu avodas ha'kohanim. O she'siya levi b'malacha. She'ina malachto chayav b'misa b'dei shamayim. Shemar v'lo samusu. Ava kohen sha'avad avodas levi inom b'misa ela b'lo sase. Says the Ravid. V'alo kvar ne'mar. V'lo yamusu. Gam heim gam atem. U'b'sifri nami achi darash le'lo onesh u'la azhara. So the Ravid says, no, both directions. They're violate, but the Rambam says only in one direction. Rav Soloveitchik says, why does it only work in one direction? Said Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishima Shiurim on Sukkah, on page Reish Tzadi Dalid, because at root, and this relates to our mitzvah, Kohanim have Kedushas Levi. After all, the Kohanim are called Levim in many places in Tanakh, including our Pasuk, V'chi Yavo HaLevi, even though it's talking about Kohanim. So deep down, a Kohen has Kedushas Leviyah. It's just super Kedushas Leviyah. And therefore, deep down, why shouldn't he be able to do the Avodah of the Levim? It's just that, because the Levim are Mamuna to do it, so they can't do it. But let's say they do it. They didn't do something wrong. They did something that they shouldn't have done. But they didn't passel it. It wasn't totally inappropriate that they're mufka and they're going to be chayav misa. The other way is true. A Levi is never called a Kohen. And therefore, if a Levi does the avodah of a Kohen, he's going to be chayav misa. Says Rav Soloveitchik. Ki hu sover, the Rambam. Shakonim kedushim b'kedushas Levi. Ela shekayim iser miyuchad ala konim lo ba'asos avodas Levi. Ish ish al avodas so. The heder ha-minui la avodas Levi hu ha-oser as ha-konim b'sherusam. You know what the mechayiv of the iser of a Kohen doing the avodah of a Levi? The fact that a Levi has to do it. You know why a Levi can't do the avodah of a Kohen? Not because that a Kohen has to do it. Because a Levi doesn't have enough kedusha. Doesn't have kedusha's kahuna. That's why you can't do it, and that's why it is chayiv misa. Related to this, he just talks about in the footnote, it makes it a little more difficult that a Levi who does the job of a Levi is also chayiv misa. Right, a Kohen does the job of a Levi, we just said, doesn't have the proper kedusha, and therefore he's not chayiv misa. What about a Levi and avodas Levi chaveiro? A meshorer shashir is also chayiv misa. But they have the same level, so you have to somehow be machalic that that's somehow worse than a Kohen doing the avodah of a Levi. But all this is connected to the fact that the Kohanim are called Levim, related to our mitzvah. So let's get to some of the actual details involved. Midini ha-mitzvah says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shabbat Shalom Zechonu Levracha. As we said, Shabbat Mishmar Mishmar Hayim Amuna Ish Echad. Every Mishmar of the 24 has a Mamuna, has an appointed head. He's the Rosh of the Anshi Mishmar. And he then splits up the Mishmar into Batei Avos. Groups of families that worked a different day of the week. Ubachol yom v'yomi mei shavua machalkam rashi avos. Every week they're split up. Ish ish alavod aso. Yom Shabbos liyom Shabbos. And every Shabbos is when the mishmar is switched. The chinuch does not open his hand and show his hand as to how many bati avos there were. He just said they split it up into bati avos and on the Shabbosos, that's when the mishmar is switched. The minchas chinuch notes at the end in Os Tes, that seems to be a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam and the Rechinuch do not say how many, but Rashi says in Tainus Daf Tesvav, in the context of the Batei Avos, he says seven. Seven Batei Avos, one for every day of the week. And that's what the Bartanura says on the Mishnah there in Tainus. The problem is the Gemara says in Menachas, Beferish, and Daf Kuf Zayin, and Mabez, that there were six Batei Avos. Six Batei Avos, and on Shabbos they all worked. So, a little tzarech ian on the Rashi and those who say seven, but either way, the Gemara seems to say Beferish and Menachas that there were six Batei Avos. So, who splits it? So, says the Chinuch, the Rosh HaMishmar splits up the Batei Avos. And then that's the Kohanim. And remember, the Sefer HaChinuch says that the Levim are also included in this, so they also have Mishmaros, different groups of Levim. That's definitely true. The question is, what is that included in the mitzvah's Aseh? So said the Chinuch, sounds like it is. It's included in the mitzvah that the Levim are also included. We know from Maseches Tainus that the Yisraelim also had certain representatives. Not the entire entire Jewish people weren't split up into 24 groups, but there were certain groups that were connected. But says the Chinuch, Nevi'im Rishonim Tiknu Sheyismanu Miyisraelim Kamo. There should be 24 groups of Yisraelim, Anashim, Kesherim, V'Yirechet, worthy individuals who would represent Klal Yisrael, and whenever it was their turn, they would have a special week. What would they do? Again, based on the Gemara in Tainus Chav Zayin, Efshar Shei Karbano Shel Adam Karev Uin Omer Al Gabav, the Karbet Tamid, which is being brought on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, and there's no Jewish people there, besides the Kohanim and the Levim. No, there has to be a representative from the Yisraelim. They were called the Ma'amados. And what would they do? Every week they would gather, says the Chinuch, either in Yerushalayim or someplace close to Yerushalayim, Savivla and Nichnas Lamikdash, Ubein Yerushalayim, Ubein Mishar Makomus, they would gather in Shul, and they would daven, and when it was their week, they used to fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, eat at night, and they would osek in tefillah and kriyas haTorah and viduyim and focus on and act as worthy representatives of Klal Yisrael. So that's the Mishmaros. The Kohanim, the Levim, and Yisraelim were all split up into groups. As was said in Rashi, the Sefer HaChinuch says, if a Kohen wants to bring his own carpet, he can come whenever he wants. Whenever he wants, he can come. He can even send a shliach. The Menachas Chinuch knows in Osei. Even if the Kohen himself doesn't want to come, if he wants to send a shliach to get his carbon brought this week, he could do that. But again, that is an exception to the rule. And this mitzvah applies to Zichri Kehuna and the Chinuch as Zichri Leviyah, Bizman Abayis, Bizman Beis HaMikdash. As we said, a second part of the mitzvah is that all of them work on Yontif. And when it comes to Yontif, all the Yontif karbanos go to all of the Kohanim. Only the karbanos that are supposed to be today, the wheat, the tamid, v'chulu, that goes to the Kohanim, whose group is supposed to be there that day. The Menachas Chinuch and Ozdalid asks a classic Menachas Chinuch question. What about Erev Pesach? The Karban Pesachs and the Karban Chagigas. What about them? The Chazay and the right, the Karban Pesach is a Shlomim. The Chazay and the Show goes to the Kohen. The Chagiga, the Karban Chagiga, is a Kachay Kalim. So, what is that considered? Is Erev Pesach considered like a Yontif? So all the Kohanim split it up equally? Or is it, no, it is a weekday. It is considered a Chiv of the Chovas Hayom. He says, I didn't see anybody talk about this. Lo reisi mefirsh b'shum makom, ma'ani posik, I don't know what to say. V'adavar shakol ha-shiyavo v'yorit tzedek l'ana b'mher v'yemeinu amein. I'm not sure what to say about Erev Pesach. And just like I don't know about Erev Pesach, I don't know about Pesach Sheni. So we'll have to see and wait to see what the halacha is regarding those. Is that something split up by to the Kohanim that are supposed to be there, or to all the Kohanim? There is also another question that, a little side point, is really a Pesach question, and that is, when the Rambam gives off the list of those karbanos that are split up equally, the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash says, what are the ones that are split up equally? He says, karbanos regalim, chiluk lechem apanim, chiluk shtei alechem shel atzeres, but not the ndarm nedavos and the temidim. The Mishnah Melech notes that the Karban Omer is not there. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. Rav Zhalti in the Mishnas Yavetz and Simon Chafei discusses whether the Karban Omer is a Pesach Karban or it's not. It's a separate Karban that has to be brought on the second day of Pesach. But it's nothing to do with Pesach. It's not a Pesach Karban. That might be a nafgamina who gets to eat it. The Mishmar of that day or all of the Mishmaras. But again, this mitzvah is all about being misudar and orderly and not, as Rashi quotes in the beginning of Dvarim, when we all came to Moshe Rabbeinu, bir buvya. No, one has to be misudar, especially in the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, this case takes us through 509. And we'll continue next time with getting into some mitzvahs about magic.